and welcome to this week's episode of Ross's Rants. This week, I have a friend back on with me. We did the first podcast together, and TJ.
What's up?
I hope that you had a good holidays. How was it for you?
It was decent. Undercooked the turkey a little bit. The part that I served everybody went pretty good. Everything was decent, flavorful, juicy, moist. But the part that I didn't cook all the way, the foundational part, closer to the joints and everything, what I tried to do.
That word is just a pretty funny word. Our holidays was great. Melissa's, when people don't know, Melissa's my wife. They came down to visit. They helped me build up my fire pit. I haven't sent you any pictures of it or whatnot. I posted it on Instagram of the fire pit. We made it look very primitive, pretty much. Kind of like, well, it looks pretty cool. We used a lot of the rocks around the house and stuff. And we ended up baking a turkey. They did some stuffing. And they, like her nephews came down. Her brother came down too, his wife. It was good, man. Overall, it was fun. Like I said, Saturday we smoked a brisket. I kind of did it undercooked, but you know, it's red meat. And
yeah, the big thing with the meat, as long as it's not ground, as long as you cook the inside's fine.
Yeah. So other than that, it was a pretty decent one. All right. So me and you had a conversation last night about the podcast I did on Thursday.
The sexual assault scandals and everything like that.
Yeah. I know that we were talking about it a little bit, and we kind of had it stop because it was one of those, like, this is actually pretty rant worthy.
I was trying to eat dinner.
Yeah. Well, it was also another thing, too, is that I don't. Heartburn? Excuse me. I'm sorry. No, I was trying to hold back a burp. I don't.
Fun, man.
I don't really want to. Beat the dead horse on this, because I feel like if we start beating the dead horse on it, then it'll end up being the only conversation that we'll ever have.
It will resurrect and try to kill us like The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Hey, before I forget, first episode, not that anybody probably cares, but I did fuck up when I said the reason why Rick got his hand cut off. The governor actually fucking cut that thing off like a badass. It wasn't what I said. I forgot what I said, but I know I was wrong. So, yeah. But, the sexual assault thing, the sad thing is, like we said before, it's a real thing, like a real problem. Sexual assault's a real problem. Sexual harassment, I don't really feel as strong towards that. The only time that sexual harassment should be a problem is in the workforce. I got one, a woman that was complaining that she can't walk down the street without a guy checking out her chest and making a catcall. Like, looking at her tits, like, yeah, I love those big tits, or some stupid fucking thing. As most guys would understand or agree, catcallers are stupid. They're dumbasses. They're the same assholes that will scream out racial slurs and other stupid things. We don't generally condone those people.
Yeah, I mean, most of our friends, like, if we do something stupid, I mean, if we come off as doing something stupid, it's going to be like, hey, dude, that was pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
I get that part. Like, I don't know what it's like to live the life of a woman. And, but, I mean, it goes both ways. I don't, like, woman is like, the ones that are going off and saying that there's always getting sexually harassed and stuff. I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but when I'm in the gym, like, there's women looking at my meat, and I'm just like, dude, like, you know what I mean? Like, eyes up here, woman. Like,
eyes up here, come on, eyes up here.
Yeah, like, I'm not trying to inappropriate. Like, half of the shit that people, like, make, like, okay, it's a huge thing in the fitness. Like, I don't say, like, if you got the body, you should fly it. Like, I've always said, if I ever get completely rock solid, I'm going to do, like, Terrell Owens and run around in fucking, like, spandex compression pants, and that's all I'm going to wear. Like,
exactly.
I mean, if I got the body, dude, I'm going to do it.
If I have a Brad Pitt abs and freaking, like, a nice, sleek, tie that perfect Z down there near the fucking nuts, like down to the cock, which I used to have, and I missed that damn thing.
But I'm not gonna. But see, there's this thing now called I like food, and I don't have to torture myself to lose weight. Yeah. So.
Well, the good thing is you seem to go for like weightlifting as in functional, as opposed to aesthetic. Like I see that a lot. A lot of people want to get that beach body build.
Yeah.
But that's not really functional, like weightlifting. You see the world's strongest guys in the world. Those guys are fucking.
Yeah, I don't have any plan on ever trying to do that. Like, you know, like I said, I played rugby until I hurt my knee. And I enjoyed it. And I loved it. I mean, I wasn't great at it. I'm not going to be like, man, I was this freaking stud running around the field. I wasn't great at it, but I enjoyed the cardio. Like, during the season, like, I was down at, like, my Marine Corps weight. And it was great. And I loved it. But let's not get off track of what we were getting at. So the whole sexual harassment thing, I mean, I just feel like it's fake, like half of the shit. Like, I mean, there's actually, like, don't get me wrong, like, if anybody that, there's people that's actually had sexual assault done to them. You know, there's women that's
been. There's legitimate victims out
there. There are, but they don't want to come out because there is certain people that has came out. Like, there's a lot of cases that came out that where the woman says she lied. Like, you see cases, like, where they post on TV or something about a dude that spent 20 years in prison. And they found out that the woman lied about him raping her. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of one of those, just like, damn, dude, like, and nothing ever happens. Like, I don't see anything ever happen to the woman because, like, that's kind of fucked up. But at the same time, it's like, there's a woman out there that's been raped and they can't come out because there's women that have done this. Now, there's also women who have done this to get into a certain point that they are in their career. And there's women who've done it too. Like, there's always two sides there. So, if there's a woman that's doing this to, and she knows what she's doing. Like, you look at all the IG models and stuff like that, or where they're always in G-strings and stuff, I'm pretty sure half of them probably slept with somebody to get where they are.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those, like, they know what they're doing. I mean.
Well, there's the old term, gold digger. I mean, people seem to forget that. They always lump that into as a woman that's hooking up with a guy to get his money. Well,
women dudes do it too. Honestly, there's dudes do it too. That, remember that, damn it, what the hell is that name of that movie? The Ashton Kutcher movie where he played a gigolo and you'd only hit on rich women.
I don't know that one.
Okay, it was a pretty good movie. It was a lot of, it was just really random. But it was, I can't think, damn it, I'm so bad at this. No, it was kind of like, there's dudes that are, like, I don't want to put all the blame on the women. Be like, you're all the reason and, like, come off as a sexist. Because then that'll be the next complaint somebody will say is that I'm a sexist.
Yeah, you'll be labeled, slandered all over Twitter.
Well, I don't know. Out of the 10 people that listen to this podcast, I doubt that it's going to be, I'm going to be slandered over anywhere.
Man, you get amazed. Like I said, I could throw up something on Facebook right now, and all it takes is somebody that like reads my post. Like, all right, I'm gonna post this on my wall. Do people actually believe this? The amount of crap that you'll see.
Oh, dude, it's ridiculous. Like, I think people found out recently that I'm a troll, so they don't even comment anymore.
like, I make the mistake of jumping into these freaking lynch mobs. Like, this guy, okay, so he put a post up on Facebook. He was exaggerating about how society is nowadays with the new regime. He's afraid to talk to women for fear of being labeled sexual harassment or whatever. And then the amount of shit this guy fucking got from it. Everybody's just like, this is a piece of shit. They were calling him out for his looks, ironically. They were just saying all this stuff, but I actually clicked on the post itself, the original post, and read through the thread. The guy helps out with women that have suffered from sexual assault. He's got a wife and kids. He's not out there trying to say this stuff because he's not getting raped. The amount of shit that happened. So I decided to jump in this lynch mob. Holy crap. Reason did. It's like talking to, religious people. When they're like, well, why is this happening? God. Why is this? God. No, God. Like, you can't get anything good to some of these people.
Yeah. I mean, that's the issue right now. It's, I think it has to go to, because this is also another part to the podcast. I think it has to go back to social media.
Yeah.
And everybody on social media is trying to get likes, or they're trying to get somebody's, you know, like there's certain people out there that probably they have to have 100 likes or more on their posts. So they'll post like 5,000 pictures of their kids. And it's just like, okay, that's cool. Like I said on the last podcast, like I get it. Like, but if you took a picture 5 seconds ago of your kid sitting there not doing a damn thing, like you don't have to keep doing that. Everybody's seen. Like,
I think my problem with fucking people posting their pictures up. And the sad thing is I got family that does this. Put it on like a private for only family. Only family. Yeah. Nobody wants to see your fucking. Okay, you got a cute kid. Oh, he's walking now. Congratulations. He finally he evolved. Now give him a piece of candy.
Yeah.
He'll evolve to where he can talk. Now give him another piece of candy. The kid's fucking stealing my goddamn car, and I'm shooting at him.
Yeah.
Where'd that go from?
I don't know. But I that's what I feel about this sexual assault situation. That
it's a trend nowadays.
It's really a trend because, like, it's like I said, well, I didn't say it on that, but it was more what I feel is it's kind of like Chris Kyle's wife situation. And I'm using her as an example. And it has nothing to do with what the man stood for or what she stands for. It has to do with her husband got killed in a very wrong way. Now, there is tons of Navy SEALs wives, tons of Marines wives, and tons of other veterans that have gone overseas, done their missions, and done everything else, and have got killed. I don't, you know, there was a sergeant that was in our unit before you guys got there, and the dude did like 11 tours. Like, the dude pretty much did everything ever you could ever imagine overseas. And he gets out of the Marine Corps and was driving up to go home and gets killed by a drunk driver. So,
goddamn.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, shit happens. If this is your time, you got to go. But it was one of those, like, I don't understand what it, that's what I feel about this whole sexual harassment thing is that, wait, who's going to be the one that actually used it for their advantage and now is going to try to get a book deal and be the number one selling book?
Yeah.
Like, that's...
It's taking advantage of a real situation.
Yeah.
A legitimate problem that we have in America and all across the world, not just America, but we have in this world. And then they're turning it into Harambe the fucking gorilla. Or that stupid Cecil the lion. Nobody gave a fuck about lions in Africa.
No.
And then dentist shot the wrong fucking lion.
Well, here's the thing that nobody gives a fuck about the lions. There's actually people being slaves in Africa. Nobody
gives a fuck about
that. Now they do. Now they do. Now they're hearing about it. But we've been saying it for the longest time. Like, no matter, like, everybody who has some kind of sense would be like, yeah, Africa's war torn because the American government, Russian government, European governments are involved in it because they don't want them to succeed. If Africa was united, they would have, I'm pretty sure they would stand a cause. But since you can't have them united because you've got certain warlords in place because you put them there, you put your money into it.
Just like Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico can never. I don't know, man. Mexico is a little difficult to say because I mean we do have
we're playing around in there.
Oh, we are, man. We like honestly, for us to be the world's greatest country, we have to get dirty. And I don't care what anybody says. Like
the
people.
The thing with the gray zone. Like it's not always black and white. There's gray. Like okay. I'll use Bill Cosby. We're talking about sexual assault and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby, before all this stuff came out, was a role model to tons of people.
He was like the American dad.
Was the American dad. He was trying to clean up people's language. He was trying to tell you to pull your fucking pants up. Nobody wants to see your ass. And I will stand by that. Ironically, he was pulling panties down during this time. But, I mean, like, he did all this shit that was put him up there as one of the greatest Americans. Then it comes out He's a serial rapist.
Well, it came out because other comedians knew about it. Like, other people, like, they made jokes about it. People are like, wait, what? Cosby was doing what? And it's just like, yeah, you guys didn't know that? Cosby was raping women. But, like, you look at it like, okay. So the thing was, he was doing what every guy pretty much did in college. Pretty much every guy did that. Yeah, he roofied them. I was just like, okay, so he was roofing them. That's bad. Yes, that's very bad. But you got 30, 40 years you could probably came out. And, like, Cosby, Cosby was a comedian. It's not like he was a politician. Like, a politician, I get, like, the part that I get about the politician is that it's kind of hard to go against him.
Yeah, because they have the law. Like, they can actually...
Yeah, because they're rich. They got money.
But he was a comedian and a TV star. That's all Cosby was.
Well, it was one of those, like, it slowly started coming out. And, like, what he did was fucking wrong. Like, yeah, I hated those guys that would always, like, buy a case of beer and just, like, shove beer down girls' throats so that they could fuck them. It was just like, I don't want to be associated with you on that because, like, dude, if you can't get laid by just saying hello to a woman, then, you know, you got some problems.
Yeah, I mean, you have to work for it, but not work the bottle down her throat.
Yeah, man, like, but, you know, I don't know, man. Like, like I said about the situation is that it's getting to the point where I'm waiting for the woman to come out and get her number one book. Like, she's going to be the number one book. Like, how Hillary had her book on how she lost. Like, you lost. And there's there's actual victims that can't come out because they're too scared to.
That, well, they're going to get just thrown into the waves.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to be able to get a legitimate problem happened. Oh, but you have all this crap about Hollywood going on. Nobody's going to give a fuck about that Jane Schmo out there. They're not going to care because Hollywood, like everything else is going on. I'm going to start pulling out my club for that damn dead horse, but it just doesn't make sense on this. Why, everybody has to fucking complain about something, whether it's Harambe, the guy on the plane, the Asian dude, which legitimately, but the problem is people will instantly go for the clickbait thing. They will hear, this guy's accused of sex offender. They will instantly judge that guy.
Yeah.
They will instantly judge him without fucking any proof. Like, when Cosby, Mike Cosby, when it first came out that he possibly did this stuff, he allegedly did this stuff, and it's still technically alleged. There's no fucking proof. But when it first came out, I was like, yo, we don't know the full story. Wait, let's hear it all out. And then all of a sudden, 36 plus women came out and said it. It's like, okay, well, you got the odds against you now, sir. You lose.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, there was a lot of stuff that, I don't know, man. Like, Cosby's situation, I mean, it is sexual harassment, but it's...
Oh, that's sexual assault.
Well, yeah, it's sexual assault and sexual... Well, I don't know. Cosby was just... I don't know, man. Like, it's kind of hard to say because, like, I don't know. Like, I don't really have an opinion about him because, you know, it happened so, it happened so fucking long ago and you're coming out now.
Yeah.
Like, that fucking bothers me. Like, if somebody, like, was, like, 2 years after it happened and they were, like, filing a complaint with the police department. Like, you don't, like, the problem is that, like, we have in the past, like, 20 years or so, we have the advanced technology to prove that a woman was raped. Yes. Even if she was unconscious, they have the advanced technology to prove it. And I'm pretty sure back then they had some similar things, and it wasn't like the way it is. Like, they could literally, they could probably pull up an app on your phone and tell you how, if you were raped or not. Yeah. Like, that's how advanced we are in society, and...
You want to know one of the biggest problems with that, though? The rape kit? So many women that claim to be raped.
Yeah.
So many women that claim to be raped, that shit gets put in the system. It takes forever for them to go through that. So, for every... We'll put out there. For every 5 women that possibly legitimately were raped, there might be another five women that weren't.
Yeah.
It, what is it? They say three in every four women have been, oh, no, that's sexually assaulted, but nah, but all those women that claimed they're raped but weren't legitimately raped, they're still in the system. So they have to cycle through those fucking wires in order to get the real case. So you got 36 women throughout the years that might have, like, if they would have put that in immediately, it could have taken maybe a couple years for it to come out afterwards, the results, but at least they would have had proof. I mean, that's the problem. If you were sexually assaulted, male or female, just go get it taken, like, go report it.
Yeah.
Don't wait until it's the popular, like, trend thing to do. But
yeah, I mean, well, with the whole the John Cochran thing, or not John, I think it's John Cochran, the Michigan representative, the one that was caught with the trying to seduce his like his aides and stuff, and like one of them, he actually got fired and tried to like ruin her whole life because she wanted to report it. So, I mean, there's always people out there that's going to take advantage of the system, like no matter what, like there's people out there. And, like, we can sit here and say they need to go out and tell somebody, but it's kind of hard to do when there's people that knows, you know what I mean? Like I do believe that there's actually probably females that was legitimately sexually harassed, but when somebody is saying that George H.W. Bush tried to rape me in the early 90s.
That's just bullshit.
I was just like, there was no Viagra. Like, the dude was in his late 70s. I think, like, if you said, yeah, he tried to rape me in 1960, I would have been like, possibly. Like, I would probably believe it then, but, like, you saying in the early 90s, I'm like, dude, like, he's 90-some-odd years old now. Like, he's about to die.
Oh, but he fondled girls' asses and made a stupid joke. He sexually assaulted them.
Well, he's senile.
Like, he's fucking old. He doesn't even know what the fuck he's doing. You see a picture of him? That guy doesn't even know if he's shit his pants or he's getting dinner.
Dude, I mean, I'm not going to justify it, but it's just... I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Like, it's at that point where it's just like, what's real, what's not. Like I said, I'm waiting for the book deal to come out. Then I'm gonna just be like, well, okay. And like, you know, the problem is that if somebody does come out and is legitimate, like there's like no shit, people came out and was just like, yeah, there was actually sex parties of girls that were there. Like they were told to be there, and it was from like, it wasn't like, oh well. You know, these are high-end escorts. This is just like, no shit, like, co-workers that they work with. And it's like, hey, yeah, if you don't fucking do this sex party, like, you'll never get anywhere in this business. And, you know, like, one of those kind of shit. And the problem is that the president that we have now is, you know, it's in a term, it's a bully. Because he takes, and I'm like okay, I'm going to specify this. I'm not trying to come off as one of these fucking liberal bullshit faggots. God damn it.
Hey, like I said last time, if he has to freaking explain himself about what he means by faggot, then you're listening to the wrong podcast.
Well, exactly, but he takes it too far. You know what I mean? Like, he takes shit too far. Like, he pushes his point across, and like, he tries to, like I mean, like, he comes off as a bully. Like, he's going to force his way on. So it's like, well, I don't believe your case because it's fake news. And then, like, the worst part about our society, too, is if somebody does, like, this is another reason why somebody probably can't come out, is that if somebody comes out with it, it's the same thing whenever, like, a police shooting happens. We always pull up their criminal record. And it's just like, well, back in college, Jane Doe did cocaine off of her friend's ass. And it's just like,
blew six guys in one night.
Yeah. And it's just like, oh, well, she's known to do sexual things. And it's just like, where the fuck do you guys get that from? Like, you know what I mean? Like, or she was known to shoplift, or she was known to lie, or she was known for this. And it's like, you know, they try to pull off all these facts and stuff. And like, the whole time that I feel like, I do feel sorry for the victims that are actual victims. But if you're not a victim, you're just trying to do it for a book deal, or you're trying to do it for your 15 minutes of fame. And then that's what led to what I was talking about social media. And the whole thing about on social media is that people refuse to be disliked, and they refuse to, Why do you think Facebook won't put a dislike button on there? Because, like, some people would post something and, like, there'd be, like, 5,000 fucking dislikes. Like, every time somebody posts a fucking cat video, I just want to put a dislike so bad.
I want a dick emoji. Like, just, you click on it, and it's just a dick shooting out fucking...
No, that's sexual harassment, man. That's sexual harassment. You can't, so
I gotta take the, what is it? The fucking... What's the purple fucking thing that they're using for a dick nowadays? Is
oh, the eggplant?
Yeah, the eggplant. I'll use that.
No, it's just, it's one of those, people just refuse to be rejected, man. Like, if somebody deletes you from your friend request, like, if you have a friend and they delete you from your Facebook. Like, you know, in the beginning, I did get a little upset about it. I was just like, well, why the fuck did they delete me? Because it's not a personal. It's not approachable. Like, if I was like, look, dude, I don't really like you anymore. I'm not going to hang out with you. Like, that would be the end of it. But if I delete you from Facebook and don't say anything about that, you're going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'll give you that. Like, I mean, I've had a few people do it. One time... It was weird because he was actually a fellow Marine, and I thought he had a better sense of humor, at least something I could tolerate. I posted some joke about religion. It was they caught Jesus and they're nailing him down, and it's like, got you now, fucking Jesus. It was a shitty joke too.
Oh,
and all of a sudden, I get this message on there saying, "You've gone too far, man. You're gonna burn in hell. I'm defriending you." Like. What the fuck just happened? There's no conversation. He didn't even... The ironic thing is, isn't most like Christian people supposed to try to help save your soul?
I don't know, man. In today's society, the way how fucked up we are, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
No, fuck it up.
I wouldn't.
But no, it's hilarious because it's like, you're going to burn in hell. Well, first off, your religion says your God judges me, not you. Second off, shouldn't you be trying to save my heathen soul?
Cast a first stone,
not fucking
bro.
Unfriending me on Facebook.
That's what you should have said to him was cast a first stone, bro. Because if you...
But the second one was...
honestly think I know who you're talking about, but I'm not going to...
His last name starts with an E.
No, I don't know him.
Okay. But, he was actually... I want to say around the first planet that I knew him. But, the second one was some girl that I made fun of. Well, no, I didn't make fun of her. It was perfect. It was a cat scratch on the wrist. You could tell it was a cat scratch, but it was one of those jokes. Now who's laughing?
Yeah.
It was an emo wrist slicing joke, which I won't get into my theories of that, but it was just one of those. I thought it was funny. And next thing you know, I'm getting blown the fuck up by this one chick. And she ends up defriending me, but doesn't talk to me. Like, you do know it's a joke. I'm not, like, just because I have a dark sense of humor doesn't mean I'm a fucking bad person. Most of the people know me, they'll know that I'll go out of my way to help out.
Yeah.
And just because I have a sense of humor you do not find funny doesn't mean I'm instantly evil. Why don't you try talking to me?
But there's actually a study that says anybody that has a dark... or black humors and will more likely get dementia. So this would be fun.
Yeah, I'll forget all these fucking idiots. I'm actually looking forward to this.
That's why I was just like, oh, so I can actually be the guy that's on off the movie and waiting, sitting in the restaurant in his underwear.
Just start
so.
Flipping people off for no reason.
Yeah. No. So I feel with the whole social media thing that how this ties in together. Is people don't like rejection, like I said. And nowadays, like, everything's driven on the phone, driven on social media. And it's just, like, constant, like you know, Simon Sinek said it in his book, like, you know, about the whole, if the first thing you wake up and you look on your phone and you check your Facebook or anything, then you have an addiction.
Yes.
And
it's a legitimate addiction.
It is, because, like, I didn't really think about it until, like, I listened to his book on tape, because, like I said, I enjoyed that when I drive to work. And after he said that, he was just like, I started thinking about it. I was like, holy fuck, I do. Like, you know, it's kind of one of those, like, damn. Like, you catch yourself doing it, and you know, I've been trying to work on it and whatnot, but it's kind of hard when you keep getting text messages from everybody and everything else that's telling me that, hey, man, what are you doing? Or, hey, totally want to be on this podcast and all this other stuff. And, you know, if people spent less time on social media, and like, who gives a fuck if somebody befriends you? Like, I find the shit pretty funny. Like, I enjoy getting blocked on Twitter. Like, if I can piss somebody off to the point where they block me on Twitter, I won.
Yeah.
Like, I won the battle. Like, you're not winning this war, because, like, I'm not going to block you because I don't really care. Like, you can talk shit about me all you want to, but just understand that if you're going to throw punches, somebody else is going to throw punches. Like, I troll. Like, that's what I do. Like, when I post stuff on Facebook and people who, like, see the stuff, like, they don't even comment anymore because they know that I'm just doing piss them off. Like, that's just, that's what I use social media now for. And, like, I feel now just saying it just makes me feel dirty. But, I mean, I don't really use, like, you know, in the beginning, social media was just used for, you know, communicating, like, with, like, fellow Marines and stuff like that. Like, the Fox Company 2-9 reunion is coming up in May. It's coming up in May, and you know, it's I'm gonna try to make it. It all depends on what's going on in life. That's the problem with like social media, like this whole overall trending thing. It's just like people want to get their 15 minutes of fame. Like, you see all these live videos that are just absolutely stupid, and just some of them are just heinous shit. Like, the girl that got killed on live video, or the person that tried to kill himself on live video. Like, that's like, why are you doing that? Like, you want people to remember you? Like you know, like I said before, it goes back to this whole suicide thing. Like, I read this article on this kid that did a video, and after he did the video explaining how he was depressed and fucked up, he killed himself. And yeah. I was just like, so you just shot a live video and nobody fucking watched it. Seriously, like, nobody, you know what I mean? Like, it was one of those, like, nobody fucking watched it. I get updates on my fucking phone all the time about live videos that I don't care about, but I'll click on them and see if they're funny. So,
click on it, and it's just somebody that's kids walking across the yard.
Oh my God, or it was them and their damn cats. Like, it's always it's them or their damn cats, man. And no, but seriously, like, people, like, we're so connected, but we're so disconnected.
No, the thing that the internet has proven is we all have our own opinion. I go by the saying, everybody has a right to their opinion. It's my opinion, as I like my opinion more than yours. But the internet shows that, yeah, everybody's got an opinion, and it allows them to get their opinion out there, but it proves that not everybody gives a fuck about your opinion. We don't want to hear it all the time. I don't care about the Kardashians. I don't care about what Donald Trump before he became president. I don't care about all this shit. Like, I mean, if it doesn't personally affect me or my family or friends, if I see a fucking woman getting beat on the street by a guy, I will intervene. Done that already. But, like, otherwise, I don't give a fuck what you do. Just stop judging me on what I do.
Yeah.
Like, don't automatically assume that I am a sexist, racist, all kinds of stuff. Just leave me the fuck alone. That's all I ask.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem, is that nobody in society nowadays don't understand to mind your own fucking business.
Exactly.
And, you know, sometimes I catch myself doing stupid shit that I'm like, I probably should mind my own business. But, you know, like, some of my friends, I do enjoy having conversations with, other people that are, I enjoy having conversations with people that have different point of views, because I don't want to really argue with people, because, like, I get to the point where there's some people that just purposely, like, yes, I do troll, but I also troll for entertainment purpose when I'm bored. But, if I'm posting something, or if I state something that I legitimately feel is wrong in life, I don't want to have to hear somebody like how I feel about having children, where you dress them up as like little boys or being dressed up as like little girls at the age of 5. Like, I don't feel that's appropriate. Now, so, I'm not going to go into this conversation on this podcast, but I don't feel it's appropriate. And I don't feel like if I post something on that, now I'm getting labeled as this whole racist bigot and I'm sexist and I don't understand. I'm a homophobic and all this other stuff. And it's just like, no, I just don't feel like morally you should do that to a kid. That's my only point.
Let them choose.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Now, I'm not going to go to your fucking house and start rioting and picketing and you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to
make sure you get fired from your job.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to go out that way. Like, if you call me racial, it's like the kids on damn Xbox, man, when they call people, like, you know, when they say the N-word all the time. It's just like, I don't even know who you are, kid. Like, I don't know who you are. Like, I don't even care. Like,
literally somebody that's just saying shit to offend
you. Yeah, and it's just like they have no sense of knowledge. And then, like, you know, they just don't have any sense of knowledge. Or they're just ignorant. But
ignorance is different than evil. That's one thing I fucking feel like is getting misconstrued nowadays. Just because somebody's ignorant does not make them evil. That little fucking kid that screams racial slurs and homophobic slurs on Xbox is not evil. He's ignorant. If he was chopping up dogs and, like, murdering his family, that is evil. But people got to stop doing this. Okay, let's point the finger at the KKK. What most of us consider is a bunch of backwoods, hillbilly motherfuckers that like to light lowercase t's on fire and say that they're Christians, which is weird. But
I never understood that one.
Let me light this cross on fire, prove that we're the superior race by lighting your symbol.
The
point is, like, you ever think that maybe those people never see a black person in their life, and then all of a sudden they see on TV the crimes and stuff like that is happening? So the only interaction that they're having with black people is all the bad shit they're seeing. Okay, here you go. If somebody was saying there's a killer bear out in the fucking woods, all right, you've never seen a bear in your life. There's one killer bear out in the woods. So you go out in the woods, and you run into a bear. You don't know if it's the killer bear or not. So you're just going to fucking run anyway, because it's a goddamn bear. That's what's happening with these inbred hillbillies in the middle of nowhere that hate black people. They never seen a fucking black person in real life. All they see is shit on TV. They're going to run.
Yeah, it's like, it's the same thing what we talked about before about, like, with them, I feel it's like they watch way too much Fox News and Alex Jones. And you get, like, with the whole liberal mind, like, the whole liberal side, like, and I'm not saying that all liberals have this mindset. I'm just saying the ones that are just embarrassed. Like, it's a guilty by association. Like, if you were a Democratic voter and you're like, yeah, I'm a Democratic voter. Like, I was going to vote for Bernie Sanders. And that's what I was going to do. Like, now you, in my opinion, as a person who is a conservative, I would call you a liberal right off the, like, even if you wasn't even like a liberal, like on that side of the whole poll thing or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Like, you are guilty by association. And so all we see of the Democratic Party is the ones crying, doing the Antifa shit, rioting, protesting, screaming, he's not my president, going to rallies whenever it's like going to Trump rallies to start violence. So, like, now on the conservative side, all we see is,
oh, we see those people that are getting put on
TV. Okay, now they're going to do this and all this other stuff. So guess what we're going to do, which is illegal as fuck, and I don't understand how they still allow this to happen, is that they're like, all right, so I'm going to go do these Trump rallies, and I'm going to have my body armor, and I'm going to have my AR. That's inciting a riot right there. That's illegal as fuck. And also, most states, concealed carry does not allow you to carry during a protest, a picket, or a parade.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, 32 states recognize North Carolina concealed carry. In those 32 states, I'm pretty sure they probably have the similar laws. I hope. Don't quote me because I don't know every state, because every state has their own laws. But like you said, the problem is that they don't know. They're ignorant. They're just ignorant. Yeah. They're just ignorant. And, they're ignorant to the point. Would you say that they're ignorant to the point that they become evil? Or would you just say that they're just so fucking ignorant that there's no helping?
That's one thing I've been kind of debating with myself, because a lot of times I get a headache thinking, like, it would be so easy to just label everything and go with the mainstream, oh, no. But how far into ignorancy do you have to get to become evil? I think that's a legitimate question.
If you've
lived your life, we'll go back to the mountain man, the one that's never seen a black person or a colored person in his life or anything like that. All he's heard about them is their gangs and violence and shitty music. All of a sudden, oh, God, there's a black person. And the next thing you know, he might be violent. Okay, so if that person was to, meet up and interact and have a conversation with a person of color, they'll realize that they're not the goddamn boogeyman. A lot of shit that happens nowadays is fear. Like those assholes in Charlotte that were marching, they're like, we will not be replaced. That's not, we are going to fucking go after you and kill you. That is, we are fucking afraid. We are afraid that we're going to lose our shit. Fear leads to stupid shit. The Salem witch trials. There you go.
Oh my God. How many women do you, or people, overall, I know we only think about women because we think about women as witches.
They killed a lot of motherfuckers.
Oh yeah, we're going to tie you to a stake and throw you into this water. If you fly out, you're a witch. And it's just like.
Yeah, but if you sink, you're not a witch. It's stupid, but we look back and say that is stupid. And yet the shit's still happening today. There's no proof of, I'm willing to say that he did it, but there's no proof that Kevin Spacey did what everybody's accusing him of. There's no proof.
I mean, in House of Cards, he did have a gay threesome.
Well, that was in House of Cards. I did not know that, spoiler alert. But, the thing is, there's no definitive proof that he did
it. Season 2, Episode 3. No, I'm just kidding. I really don't know what episode or season it is.
That's the thing. We don't know if he did it. We don't know shit. And we instantly jump on it, this lynch mob mentality. Same shit they did in the Salem witch trials. Now, if he did it, the guy's a pervert. He's a piece of shit. We should take care of that. But you need proof of this. You can't have some guy that say that he was 13 years old that went to an adult fucking party. Yeah, in Hollywood, or no, it was Broadway. He went to an adult party where people were drinking and doing drugs. I want to know who the fuck let that kid go to the party. Where's his goddamn parents?
That's the whole thing too. I mean, nobody knows the real situation. And I'm still waiting for the whole Corey Feller to come out.
Oh, Feldman.
Feldman, sorry, I keep saying Feller, I don't know why. I'm waiting for him to come out and actually name people. Here's his time to do it. He keeps saying, I'm gonna come out and name people, and it's just like, okay,
can you do it already.
Like, you're holding them hostage. What are you doing? It doesn't help his case that he went on some show and sung Michael Jackson and dressed up as Michael Jackson. It didn't help. Yeah. You know what I mean? It didn't help his cause. So, I don't know. With this whole sexual scandal that's going on, I really just don't know.
I think that's the thing, though. Nobody really knows.
Oh, no, I don't think so either.
But the problem with not knowing is people get angry when they don't know. The fear of the unknown. So people just instantly lynch mob they have to get their pickets and pitchforks.
Yeah. That's the reason why I think riots are stupid. They don't solve anything, because all you're going to do, a group of people cannot have a conversation. Me and you can have a conversation one-on-one, and it's more approachable. You know what I mean? If there's something that me and you don't feel it's appropriate, if I don't feel something you say is appropriate, you're going to tell me, we're going to actually have a face-to-face.
No, seriously, man, you need to stop wearing those pink underwear on the camera. It's getting scary.
Can't help it. Gotta love them. Breast cancer awareness 24/7, bro.
This won't fit the ass, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's situations where I just feel like people just get into this whole mob mentality, and you can't have a conversation with somebody they say opposites attract. Like, I don't think they mean like in a good way either. Like, opposites attract, yes, but opposites attract can also cause chaos. Because, yeah. I mean, you look at all these Trump rallies that you see Antifa at, and it's just like, okay, why are you there? Or like when Antifa does their whole old, like, he's not my president rally, and it's like, okay, why are you there?
Like, let's scream at the night rally.
Yeah, like, okay, when the white supremacists and those... when those guys with fucking tiki torches, which I have to also say that, did you know in the stock market, the tiki torches the day before that they bought all those tiki torches actually rose? Like, I'm not even joking with you. Like, I'm not even bullshitting with you on that. Like, you literally look back at it, it rose, and it rose after it. So, but...
Okay, it was a conspiracy. The tiki torch guys set the whole thing up. They got those guys to do it. That way they could sell more tiki torches.
I guess, because, I mean, for $4.95 or whatever it is for a tiki torch, you're probably not making a lot of money.
Well, actually, you can put these on.
I'm going to wait for the next statue, and I'm going to buy a stock of tiki torches just so I can make me, like, what? I don't know. It's probably like 99 cents for a stock on it. I haven't even looked at it. My friend was telling me about it. He sent me the article, and he showed me what to put. He's like, yeah, I bought in the tiki torches the day after. Like, it just kept rising. But with those guys doing their whole thing and stuff, and like they're fighting for, like, I get it's American history. I get it's a part of American history, and like, you know, and I get both sides, like, you know, the side that's saying that would you like Germany to have not the Nazi trophies flying around. I'm just like, I don't think the people really want that around. Like, I don't think the two evils are the same or comparable, because I'm actually listening to a book on tape called The Ordinary Man, and I was told by it was on Jocko's podcast. He did it with a philosopher, like a I looked
Jocko at, what's the last name?
Jocko.
I think Jocko. I know what you're talking about. Jocko, last name starts with a W, I think.
Yeah, the Navy SEAL.
Yeah, that fucking guy that sounds like he's Macho Man.
Yeah,
like
pretty much all the time. I was listening to him, and he was talking about the evils of the Nazi regime. And, like, dude, the first, like, chapter is just statistics of them just killing Jews. Just killing them. You know what I mean? Like, I get, like, you know, you had the whole Jim Crow law that was going around and everything else, and then the slavery and stuff. But they were executing people just to execute people. Like, there was no, like, well, it got to the point where they were like, okay, this person can be alive because he's a cobbler. This person can be alive because he's a blacksmith. This person can be alive because he's a carpenter. That's just because he's Jewish, we need him for the war. That's pretty much what they said. And then they started killing them because they run out of fucking Jews to kill. Like, that, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't, like, they were sending them, they were like, yeah, you're going to work camp to work for us. But it didn't make, like, I was listening to it and they were talking about it. I was just like, well, that just didn't make any sense. Because you're sending these Jews to the work camps, but you're keeping all the workers here. Yeah, you're going to execute. Like, I'm pretty sure in their mind, like, when they were going, like, it's a pretty fucking dark book, man. And I'm only on chapter 6 or 7. And it's just, it's gruesome. And, you know, the whole thing about the whole KKK members and flying the Nazi flag. They were like, after reading that, or not reading, excuse me, after listening to that on tape, it was just like, so you literally have no fucking clue what happened during that fucking empire. Like,
no, most of them will deny it. They'll say that it never happened.
Well, dude, like, they have fucking record books that they pulled out and fucking were reading off this guy's database.
Don't you know the Jews are making it all up? It never happened. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, totally.
It's just kind of like how fascism is like, oh, well, you know, communism is the anti-fascism. And it's just like, you know what they did?
No, fucking, all stupid.
Like, the whole time I'm just like, you know what they fucking did in the Soviet Union? Like, you know what they fucking did? You know how terrible those people lived? You know how fucking miserable and the fear of dying those people lived in that country? Like,
yeah. You can work your ass off.
Stalin killed his own people. Stalin killed his own people for his own point.
Stalin killed more people than Hitler.
Yeah.
He just didn't have, like, the only difference between Stalin and Hitler, Stalin didn't have a particular dead site target. He was trying to, like, Hitler was trying to eradicate the Jews as well as a few other people.
Jews, gypsies, anybody of minority color.
But he mostly focused on Jewish people, whereas Stalin was just fucking killing everybody. He was a goddamn monster.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, nobody, like, I feel like in this part of society is that, like, history only goes back 10 years. Like, you have to go back and look in history. Like, you really do, because, like, I love history, and I love war history. And
you got to check out this podcast, then. It's a Hardcore History with Dan Collins. This motherfucker will draw some knowledge on your ass.
Yeah, I've heard about it, but I never, like, I see it once in a while on Podbean, and, like, I just don't really listen to it, but I will now. It was, you know, it's one of those, like, the whole time I'm just like, you guys are idiots. Like, the whole KKK, like, what I'm getting back to on this point, because I got off subject, is that they're rallying around this damn statue that doesn't mean fucking shit to anything. You know what I mean? Like, it really, like, it doesn't mean shit to, like, me, because, like, I feel it's a second place trophy. Like, it's you lost a war, but yeah, I get your whole point why you stood up against government, because it was the Union. Like, I'm not supporting slavery. And yes, the Civil War was based off of slavery, but it was also that the fact that the North started taxing them more than what they were taxing the North. So anybody in the South that was poor and had a farm that couldn't really afford slaves, and they had to do it like a small little farm of themselves, they were taxing them 60-70% more than what they were taxing the North. So when they're doing this and they're taxing the fuck out of those people, yeah, I'd be pissed. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you got to look at that time, though. Like, cotton agriculture and slavery, like slave trading and tobacco, those were your main sources of income. You go up north and steel factories, refineries, you know, it was more of that nature. So, yeah, I can understand why they rose and they were like, fuck it, And sometimes you got to look at both sides, though. Like, we look at the Nazi regime and we looked at fucking Stalin. They were evil people. But, man, their war tactics, they sure as fuck did some crazy shit. Like, Nazis machine gunners were probably the best in the world. Think about it, on D-Day. If Hitler didn't move his machine gunners to fucking fight Stalin, we would never won that Beach of Normandy. If his elite machine gunner, think about it, like, one little simple error fucked his regime up, which is great for us because we're not speaking German and we're not having to fear, like, ever talking bad about our politics.
Yeah.
You know, we live in a world where we have the freedom to say whatever the fuck we want, but we don't have to, like, control what we say. Because, like, the whole, like, that's what the Antifa doesn't under, like, those kids doing, they're kids, man. Like,
they're ignorant kids.
Yeah, they don't understand that, like, in communist Russia, like, you start protesting about how Trump's not your president in communist Russia, or even Russia Federation now, like, you start protesting against him, I'm pretty sure something will happen.
Yeah, they got something that was in Vietnam. All right, Vietnam apparently very open, very progressive, except the fact that they put two bloggers in prison because they started complaining about shit the government was doing, how fucked up the government was.
Yeah, you can't say that shit.
Like, they were thrown in prison for it. There were bloggers that were saying something. I think it was a pipeline or something like that, but they got thrown in prison. In America, you can, like, right now, what we've said throughout this podcast, talking about President Trump, we could have been thrown in prison if we're in these other countries.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely right. Like, in these countries, you don't talk about that shit. Like, so my whole thing is just, like, with these rallies and protesting and shit, like, why I feel they're so stupid is because it's your right to do it. Like, we fought for their rights. Like, we fought for it, and we get it. Like, I understand it. Like, you know, in the beginning, I used to be really pissed off at people either burning the flag or doing anything else. But, like, it got to the point where I was just like, I don't fucking care anymore, because like, if people are disrespecting the flag this fucking much and nobody's fucking like, you can't say anything because you look like the damn asshole. So like, and the flag has already been disgraced for so much, because you think about it, like, I got an American flag silkies, people got American flag swimming suits, they got t-shirts, they got fucking underwear that go, that your shit stains probably go on. You know what I mean? Like, you have already defaced the flag to the point of no return. But with these kids that goes to these rallies, so you got these fucking neo-Nazis walking around, and it's just like, well, I've seen a few comments of like, well, how do these white people just, you know, how you let them do this? And it's just like, it's simple. We don't pay attention to them. You know why we don't pay attention to them? We don't show them attention. The same thing with Antifa. I can cuss them out all I want to, but if they're doing a rally in Raleigh, guess where I'm going to be at? My house. Because I don't care. Because you can do your protest, but if nobody's fucking there to listen to you, your shit is bullshit.
Yeah. That was actually a huge argument that I was hearing. It's like, if you stop showing these fuckers attention, like these neo-Nazi douchebags, especially putting it all over the media, all right, that's one thing that I think is a problem. The media were showing that shit about Charlottesville everywhere for like, it felt like 2 weeks. I guarantee it, because them showing it all the time, like constantly on a loop, somebody out there was thinking, oh, so there are more people like me. And you just got a new Nazi out there. Whereas if nobody would have showed them attention, like, hey, by the way, some assholes are fucking protesting over here, that would have, like, their cause would have went, like, it would have been gone. Like, it would have been dropped in a heartbeat. What was it? I remember being a kid up in New York, upstate. I vaguely remember this, but there was actually a KKK. Like, they got the permits and everything. There was a KKK march through my city, which is fucking insane, because I live right near the ghetto-ass areas. Like, I'm talking crack, and like, assholes, shootings, all kinds of stuff. The KKK, with a police escort, because they got the permits and everything like that, were marching down the goddamn street.
Yeah.
I don't think that shit showed up on the news at all. They might have got a 10-minute-long segment that day, and that was it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing, like, what Trump was trying to say, like, not defending him on it at all, but the Antifa members didn't have permits, and they did. So, legally, they could do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And I know our laws are fucked up because our laws are very gray.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a pointless fucking, like, it's a pointless cause. Trump is the president for the next 4 years.
I hope it's only 4 years. I'm not going to lie. Like, from the beginning, because I, as fucked up as it's gotten me in life, I've tried to always give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, somebody will say that this guy's a piece of shit, or he's a loser, he's a garbage, like a garbage Marine. I wasn't the best damn Marine, so I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. I'll hang out.
Worse.
Huh?
You were the fucking worst. No.
Yeah, I was a shitbag, dude. I freaking hung out with Fetz. Just because, well, partially I did feel bad for him.
Well, I think everybody did. I mean,
yeah, just, like, he was basically alone all the time. I tried to be friendly with him. He was actually a nice guy, though. That's the thing. He was a nice person. But he was also a piece of shit. So it was kind of hard to, like, defend him.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, not to cut you off about that, it's like, I really don't want to get into the routes of the whole going talking about shitty Marines and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you get what I'm saying?
I think I just got different, starting to go into different ranks, though.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Like, no, it was more, it's stupid, man. Like, a lot of this stuff is just fucking trending. Like we said in the beginning with the whole sexual harassment, it's just fucking trending. That's all it is. Because the Charleston thing happened, what, like 6 months ago, I think? It happened sometime in the summer. But nobody's saying anything. They still took down the fucking statue. So both causes didn't do fucking anything. Like, hey, you won. They took down the statue. But guess what you just did? You just created, like you said, four or five more fucking white supremacists.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're not winning your case. Like, you're not winning your battle. Like, the thing that's going on in this administration is because people... I wonder if what would happen if Hillary became president. Like, I literally think about this. Like, I'm not saying, like, I know she's evil. I know she's an evil person, but I wonder what would happen.
I hate saying this so much. I don't think anything would have happened. And that could also be taken as, nothing good would have happened. Nothing bad would have happened. I think that the chances of her keeping it status quo would have been, like, definitely a given.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of shit that people want done. Like, the past administrations, plural, have fucked up. And they're like, no, this is not representing us. We don't like this. Can you fix this? I don't think she would have done it. Just like, I don't think the world would have fell off its axis. I think she would have just stayed in there just so she could stay in there.
Yeah.
And make people happy.
I think her status quo would probably have been with us in Syria.
There's a possibility of that, too.
I think because, like, a lot of people that was involved in Syria on our side was a lot of people that worked with her. And, like, you know, and she is, I guess you would say she is an Apollo, like, in the blue collars world, she is the company man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's a company man, like, but yeah. For politics. Like, she
the is. The one that will fire you because somebody said fire you.
Yeah.
Without trying to work anything out.
Yeah. She's definitely proven it. But, like, you know, I've always asked myself that. But then I also look at it, too, as, like, I think overall in the situation we are better with Trump. Because and hear me out on it. Because I'm not saying, like, he's a great person. But I'm saying we're overall better because he put the change into the situation. Because now Everybody's going to be like, well, you know, I didn't vote. Or, you know, those Bernie supporters are now going to get off their fucking couch and actually vote. Because you got to give them, like, 3 years head notice. Because I guess Bernie's running in the next four. Which, you know, if the DNC didn't fuck him, he would won.
I think that there should be there's already an age limit to be the president. I think it's like 35. I think there should be an age limit, like, of how old you can be to be president.
Yeah, well, I always said, like, I quoted it from Big Daddy. It's like, what's his 4-year plan? Not to die. Like, the dude's 72 years old, man. Like, what's his 4-year plan? Like, I was just like, what is he going to, like, I mean, what is he going to bring for us? I mean, but, you know, it's the same thing. And it's the same thing. It's going back to with the whole fucking politics situation is that, like, the dude owns 3 houses and drives an Audi A8. Like, what the fuck is he going to tell me that would, like, oh, well, you know, we should try to make more social government. Like, what the fuck is that going to do to help me? Like, you're not living in a social government. You're not making $30,000 a year. You're making enough money to afford 3 houses, and you've been in politics your whole fucking life.
Well, you know what he's going to say. You get free stuff.
I don't want free stuff.
Really, I don't want free stuff. That's, a lot of people don't understand. Free does not mean free. That means taxed like crazy. It means...
No, go on.
No, it's a socialistic mindset. Like, okay, so I want to get into school for free. So I don't have to pay it. Somebody's got to pay that school. Somebody's got to pay the teachers. Somebody's got to pay for the equipment, power, all that stuff.
Well,
so guess what's going to happen? The fucking school is going to lay off people. They can't afford to keep all these. So you had 20 janitors. Now you're down to 5 janitors. You had all this stuff. It costs money. So where are they going to take that money from? They're going to take it from other things that are taxed. You might say you're freaking Medicare, John. You might say the military. Which, honestly, I'm going to be honest, I don't think I saw much money going towards the military while we were in. We had some pretty shitty equipment.
Well, you were also at the time where you were during the Obama's administration.
Another point.
Yeah. So when I was in during the, like, on our first appointment when we got all that cool gear, that was during Bush administration. So when we got all that cool gear, that was before Obama got in office. But it's always been a saying that the fallen president, his presidency, it would be the first 4 years of this president or something like that. It's some saying like that. But I think the problem is with Bernie, the reason why I couldn't support him is that, like you said, it's all the free shit. Like, I don't want anything free. Like, the reason why I do have conservative views is because I wouldn't really say it's conservative. I think I'm more libertarian than anything. It's
Libertarian, unfortunately, has got a bad name now. I was told a while back that I'm libertarian because, hey, guess what? I'm pro-choice, but I also like guns. Kill everything. Fuck it. But, a libertarian seems like it should not have that negative label on it anymore. But, yeah, your middle ground is gray.
Yeah. It's more in the lines of, like, I don't really want the government in my shit. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want anything free. I'd rather earn it. Like, the college thing, yeah, I hate the student loans. I think we need to really look into that business because, like, I think if you're going to really try to crack down on people, you really want to crack down on stuff, you should probably look at big corporate business.
Yes. Pharmaceutical companies.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. Pharmaceutical makes so much money. Like, you know that guy that, what was it, he raised the EpiPen or whatever? You know the only reason why he got sent out to go to prison? Because the pharmaceutical lobbyist probably paid some politicians and paid somebody else to go put an investigation on. Because he started taking money from them.
I believe it. Like, dude, that was the shittiest thing I fucking ever heard, though, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
The goddamn asshole that fucking raised that. Holy shit. Like, that's the problem. I'm all for a capitalistic society. Capitalism brings me brings us the laptops that we're talking about, the phones that we're talking about. Capitalism is actually important. However, people take advantage of capitalism. I believe that there should be a separation of capitalism and the health world. Like, you should not be able to fucking monopolize, like, one aspirin costs $40. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
That should be regulated. I don't care what anybody says. Yes, the free market, but there should be caps on things.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you on that. I think there should be a cap on a lot of things, and I think we should control the lobbyists.
I agree. I mean, I think that you should cut back on these fucking lobbyists, if you ask me. Like, I know you used to be with the NRA, and I know you stopped going with them. But look at the NRA. Perfect examples of leeches, all right? There's going to be a gun ban. Look how fast the people join the NRA because of the gun bans.
Yeah.
Look how fast that the amount of ammo is purchased, guns purchased. Dude, when Hillary was supposed to get in there, the fucking, like, ammo and guns, like, the sales hit fucking skyrocketed.
Well, after the tragedy at Vegas, gun sales went up.
They because went up every, because yeah. they were afraid they were going to get their guns taken away. Well,
and then, and dude, like, the reason why I got rid of the NRA. It's not because of the program, because they actually have really good programs you can go to. Because I got monthly letters of, like, around my area of, like, where I can be a concealed carry instructor. I can do this. I can get my concealed carry. And it was, like, cheap price for it and everything else because it was through the NRA. Like, they have good programs. And, like, you know, they were also sponsoring the Hearing Protection Act and trying to get that passed. Which would be good, yeah. Everybody's just like, well, the silencers. No, it's good for hearing,
yeah.
But that's a different podcast that we could talk about.
I said that loosely because that's what everybody else keeps calling it. The sound suppressors is like, yeah, silencers. No, not silencers.
No, it suppresses the noise, so it's intolerable. Where we can actually shoot the gun without hearing protection. That's the whole point, which is great. But the thing is, the reason why I quit the NRA is because I got fucking tired of somebody who's going to take my guns. Somebody. I don't know who. They were like, first it was Obama. Then they sent me an email saying that just because Trump is in the office, somebody's going to take my guns. And I was like, well, as long as conservatives are in the office, as long as they own the House and the Senate, my guns ain't getting taken.
Man, I'll tell you right now, even if the whole place was ran by Democrats, your guns are still not going to get taken. Know why? Because you have guns.
Yeah.
They don't want a fucking bloodbath. They don't want... If they literally try to say, we're going to take your guns, it would be a revolutionary war. We would be revolting against our government. That's tyranny. We would be fighting.
Yeah.
There would be blood on the streets. Nobody's trying to take your fucking guns.
That's the whole thing. Like, I get their point on the more gun control. Like, it's great. You came up with a plan, but what's the plan? Like, you came up with something. You came up with a hypothesis for a plan.
Hypothesis.
Yeah, like, whatever, fuck you. You came out with that. You came up with it, but what's your plan? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you going to do to make something that's going to work for everybody? Like, the thing is that people don't want to try it. Like, I think politicians just care about themselves and what bill they can do for their party. I mean, we've seen it all the time. Like, we've seen it they even make fun of it on House of Cards. And that's how bad it is. And you only care about your party to the point where it's just, you don't care about the common person. Like, I guarantee you, like, there's that little meme that floats around on the internet about, like, if you gave a politician the salary of, like, an average worker of, like, 32,000, things would get done.
Yes. I believe that should be true, too. I don't think that a guy leaving the presidency should walk away with a shit ton of money. I think that in order to be president, first off, I think there should be a lot more qualifications. Like, a lot more qualifications. I think you should have a lot. Like, there should be tests. My old test was, one, you have kind of like a Q&A, where it's like a competitive Q&A.
Yeah.
And then it ends with a bare-knuckle box where last man standing becomes president. Like,
it's just, I don't know, man. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's just like, I just don't understand with their decisions. It's just, you know, it's mind-boggling that they only care about themselves, but they got elected to, somewhere down the line, they got dirty.
Well, anytime money's involved, people are going to get dirty, but like we're beating the horse here.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much it really is.
So, heavy metal.
I haven't really been listening to much heavy metal lately. Honestly, I just downloaded the new Chris Stapleton album, the second one that came out. I did listen to a band earlier that it was randomly find, that I randomly found, Death Generation. Pretty good. Other than that, I mean, I've been listening to the same gym playlist for the longest time. Like, I don't even listen to, I really don't listen to anything else other than my playlist. I got really excited about the Cannibal Corpse album. Listened to that for about 2 weeks. It was pretty
good. Yeah, awesome. It was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, it's a Cannibal Corpse album.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's fucking
Cannibal Corpse. You're not expecting Mozart with this shit, but it was pretty good.
What are you talking about? They are Mozart.
Yeah, Mozart. Blood.
Yeah, pretty much. I listened a little bit of them. I still listen to Thy Art Is Murder's new album. Fucking love that album.
I still gotta say, Holy War was definitely...
Holy War was actually pretty good because...
I'd say it's better. I mean, this one's good, don't get me wrong. But Holy War seemed to have a little bit more gut punch to it.
Yeah. That or, what was it, Hate? Hate was probably their best one. The one with
the one right before that?
Yeah. I believe it's Hate. Don't quote me.
Yeah. I've been listening to a lot of stoner metal lately. Like Palm Desert.
Oh, yeah.
I just found them. I don't know. Something about those stoner metal bands. I can just chill out and read, fucking go to sleep to them. Don't really have to pay attention to them. But Baroness... That's that one that I keep bringing up to you, and you're like, they're eh. Oh, Baroness is shit.
Oh, they're all right, man. They're not my cup of tea, I'm going to be honest. Like, I listen to them. Okay. I don't mind them.
All right, so you like Clutch. Have you ever heard of a band called Red Fang?
Yeah, I love them. They're awesome.
Red Fang is the shit, yeah.
I also like, there was a band that went on tour when I went to see Clutch up at the Norva. That was the Lionize.
Lionize. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I like them too. I've been listening to this band called Pelican.
Pelican.
And I know it's the weirdest name for a band, but it's just straight instrumentals, and they are amazing. Like, absolutely fucking amazing.
You got stuff we're talking.
Trying to think. I would say... kind of like the Opeth, not in between before they went soft.
Yeah, dude, I not a giant Opeth person, but I've heard a lot of their older stuff, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, yeah, let me check out the new album. Dude, I'm not even a giant Opeth fan, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Dude, they just went completely soft, and like, it happens. Like, it's just, it's one of those, I think I tagged you in that meme of that, where it's just like, I missed the good old days, and shit, all the Opeth, the old albums.
I'll say one band that's been progressing amazingly over the years, though, is Paradise Lost.
Yes, they have. Holy shit. Have you heard their new album?
The newest one, I'm not quite sure. I know that No Hope in Sight, or All Hope is Lost. No Hope in Sight. That one's my favorite fucking song, at least. But,
their new album was fucking amazing. Like, it was honestly absolutely, like...
Oh, yeah, Medusa.
Yeah, it was pretty damn good, man.
Plague Within, that's the one that I freaking love. But that band just constantly keeps freaking progressing to better, like... I don't even know how to say it, but another one that... I don't know, some of the bands that... The problem with the metal world is there's so many fucking bands that are not being pushed out there that you can get slammed in a heartbeat with all these freaking different, like, check this band out, check this band out, check this band out. Yeah. It's hard to keep up.
Morbid Angel came out with a new album, too. It's pretty
awesome. Yeah, I watched...
It's all instrumental, but...
Morbid Angel?
Yeah, this album that came out on Spotify. I don't know if it's just half the album, but... It's all
because I just watched a review about the new Morbid Angel. It's you got the second one, the Complete Acid Terror.
Yeah.
No, there was one Kingdom of Disdain, and that was on a fucking banger. They do reviews. Yeah, it didn't sound that good. Overproduced. You can't really hear anything other than the drums. But I'll have to check out the Complete Acid Terror.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought it was a pretty good album just from the gym. Like, most of the heavy shit I listen to is when I go to the gym. I thought one of my favorite albums was Vengeance's new album, Stage. I thought it was a pretty damn good album this year. I really did.
What's the band?
Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh, Avengers, yeah. It's kind of tapered off for me.
I don't know, man. I think right now in my mind, like, I believe they are our generation's Iron Maiden. Like,
that actually sounds all right.
I don't, because we don't really have, like, for them to last as long as they have, we don't really see a lot of band. Like, I mean, there's a lot of bands that we have there's a lot of bands right now that there's so many bands out there that they only last like 2 to 3 years. And it's like, damn, they were actually a pretty good band. What happened to them? But, since we pretty much covered everything on this podcast, and going to end this one, I'm going to wrap it up by stating, as I always state before, if you have somebody that is going through personal problems or depression or any kind of situation where they need some kind of assistance in life, or they just need somebody to drop a phone call or anything, just give somebody a call. Suicide awareness in the veterans community, it's only brought up by us, but I want to cover suicide awareness. And like I said, I stated before on every podcast, I want to cover suicide awareness on both sides, not just veterans. I want to try to push the word out that we can actually help people to prevent them from killing themselves. There's a lot. There's too much in this world to enjoy for someone to take their life. I appreciate my guests. I also appreciate you guys for listening to my podcast. And I wish you guys the best in life. And I will see you guys next week.
Later.